Thanksgiving means feasts and football, and these days it means feasts of football. The NFL now plays three games on Thanksgiving Day, and here with a preview is NPR's sports correspondent, Mike Pesca. Mike, Dallas and Detroit always play on Thanksgiving, but they don't play each other. This year, for the first time in a very long time, it is the Detroit Lions who have the better record. How'd that happen?
Well, Detroit, as we know, 3 years ago, they were a winless team, but they did what they had to do in terms of rebuilding through the draft and acquiring talent. Now they're very good on defense. But an interesting thing has happened with Detroit. You would think that a team that was so bad so recently and from a town that really could use a boost would be the darlings of casual NFL fans. But they've actually established themselves as something of the wearers of black hats. They get accused of being cheap. They slam other quarterbacks to the ground. So that's okay. The Lions are saying to themselves, fine, hate us, but fear us. We're now a good team. Here's the problem for them today. They play the Packers, by far the best team in the NFL. You'd have to certainly give the Packers the edge, but the Lions come into this game better than they have been in a decade.
Now, in the next game today, the Cowboys host the Dolphins. And what makes this special is the memory of their 1993 Thanksgiving Day showdown. The Dolphins were kicking a field goal to win in the very last seconds of the game, and it was snowing.
Doug Peterson to hold. Blocked. The Cowboys will win.
Wait a minute indeed, because at that very moment, the announcers and everyone in the stadium realized the huge gaffe that had taken place. Leon Lett, who the season before had established himself as committing one of the greatest blunders in NFL history, allowing himself to get stripped in a meaningless play in the Super Bowl because he was showboating near the end zone, went up to the ball. It was unclear whether he wanted to touch it or just slipped in the snow. Anyway, he touched a ball that, if left alone, would have meant the game was over and the Cowboys had won, but he touched the ball, putting it back into play. That allowed the Dolphins another chance to make that kick and win. Here's my bold prediction. This week, we will not see a replay of that. Not only is Leon Lett retired, the new Dallas Stadium is indoors, so there won't be any snow on the field.
And we've got to talk about the Harbaugh Bowl. John Harbaugh, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, takes on his brother, Jim Harbaugh, who's coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Which of the Harbaugh boys is harder to beat?
Yeah, it's hard out there for a Harbaugh. Actually, it's not. I mean, both of these guys have had big success in the NFL. What Jim has done with the 49ers is really remarkable because people didn't think this was a good team. Jim came over from Stanford, where he rehabilitated that program, and people said, well, he was so successful at Stanford because he had one of the great college quarterbacks of the last couple decades. But, you know, in San Francisco, he has a quarterback who people have written off as a bust. But Jim Harbaugh has gotten everything he can out of Alex Smith. He's a very smart coach and a very good inspirer of men. The 49ers.
He was also quite an exciting quarterback himself.
That's right. He was a quarterback for the Bears and before that a little bit for the Colts. And his dad was a coach and his brother is a coach and his sister is married to the coach of Indiana. There's so much coaching and quarterbacking in that Harbaugh family. And if you've noticed, we've talked about a lot of good teams playing today. So except for those Miami Dolphins, five of the six teams today are really excellent, which could mean we'll have a bunch of good games today.
Thanks very much, Mike.
You got it.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca.